What do I do in grad school? Well, that's a question my mom used to ask frequently, till she stopped. I wonder if a cartoon might improve my explanation. I study microfluidics. I essentially build microscopic playgrounds for cells, and study the interactions between cells and these environments. More specifically, I study the flow of cells through constricted microfluidic channels. I observed the flow of 10 micron cells through channels roughly half their size. Just to give you an idea, a human hair is 10 times wider than my channels. But why is this important at all? Well, the cell passage variables, like cell velocity, can be related to cell mechanical properties. For example, stiffer cells travel slower through microfluidic channels when equal forces are applied on them. But why do we care about cell mechanical properties? Changes in cell mechanical properties can be related to different diseases, like malaria, which makes cells stiffer, or cancer, which makes cells softer. Hence, the analysis of cell passage can be used as a diagnostic tool for several diseases. But what is so challenging that you can get a PhD on that? It is not clear how compressive forces, the ones needed to deform the cell into the channel, and friction forces, the forces opposing the cell movement, are related. In essence, I'm looking for a friction law for cells flowing inside microchannels. I'm looking for an elastohydrodynamic lubrication law, a law that relates the force needed to move a deformable cell through a channel smaller than the cell, and with a small fluid layer in between. At the end of the day, and after long, long experiments, I like to think that I'm continuing the work of people like Da Vinci or Reynolds, who also tried to figure out friction laws.